Today's podcast is sponsored by ThinkSafe. ThinkSafe offers the First Voice line of award-winning emergency first aid technology products and solutions, enabling you to save money and time with technology. If you're listening to this podcast, either your company has or will be purchasing an automated external defibrillator, or AED, and you realize the value of these life-saving devices. A proper AED program will have as a core the following elements: proper placement of the AED at a facility, including proper storage and signage, readiness checks, usually at 30 days, ensuring the device is ready to run and use if needed, a tracking mechanism on any consumables, including pads and battery, proper communication to and training of an AED responder team, and communication and proper mapping of the AED for all employees at the workplace and local EMS dispatch, including instructions on how to implement the AED emergency response plan and putting the AED back into service. Some facilities will need more elements added. Contact your First Voice technical rep for more details if you feel you have special conditions at your facility. An effective AED program ensures it's easy for the AED to be used and also engages fail-proof mechanisms to ensure there's no chance the AED is not used, nor any chance the AED doesn't work due to improper maintenance at a facility. Many of you have received the First Voice AED Administrator Toolkit, which states that your state AED acquirer law requires proper care and maintenance to manufacturer or industry standards for your AED. Just purchasing the AED is not enough. Anytime an organization buys an AED, it should be mentioned that with an AED purchase comes a liability if the device is not used. Precedence has been set that this will cost millions in lawsuits or settlements. Case in point, the City of Chicago paid out in 2009 a $3.2 million lawsuit due to a set of expired batteries on a rescue vehicle AED. Now, there are certain risks of not having AEDs. Today, we're not going to focus on legal research, which verifies there's actually more risk of legal action against organizations in certain industries where there are high risks of sudden cardiac arrest. There is more risk of legal action from not having an AED than from having one in specific industries. If you'd like to see OSHA technical bulletins or legal research, contact a First Voice technical rep. Today, we're only going to focus on the effective AED program management solution offered by the First Voice Plus AED Program Manager Online Software as a Solution. It should be noted that the First Voice AED Administrator Toolkit also is an important element in developing an effective AED program. Please view the podcast under the firstvoice.us website, click on Resources, and click on Podcasts to view the AED Administrator Toolkit technical details. The rest of this podcast does focus on firstvoicemanager.com. The online tool is a simple yet effective way to track the entire AED program performance and ensure complete compliance. In addition, it's transparency to the complete AED program. Users are broken down into site view only, such as a responder team or a trained team member. Site administrators. These administrators can edit location data, view location data, and perform monthly checks and system updates. And program administrators, whom can review many locations at a time for accountability and medical direction review and annual program checkoffs. If you're a distributor or major reseller of our programs, you can also be granted an administrator username and password, allowing you to see all your clients and their accountability to their programs. Once a user has logged in, they will see whatever locations they are allowed to view for their organization. Inside the program, there are easy user interfaces and fields which show appropriate information on the AED and elements of the AED program. There are screens for viewing the program coordinator. There are screens for viewing the information on each site administrator. There are screens for viewing any hazards and recall information. The AED informational screens contain fields for the AED and any consumables and expiration dates. There is a monthly check screen that allows for the site administrator to perform a monthly updated readiness check, which allows complete compliance with the state AED acquirer civil liability immunity laws that state upkeep of equipment to manufacturer standards is a requirement. The AED check can be done using your iPhone or Droid. The program is flexible, allowing for several program coordinators. It allows for tracking your training team and any certified in-house trainers and their pertinent certification expiration dates. It allows for tracking the current medical direction provider for your facility. And a unique feature feature of the First Voice Manager is that it also allows for databasing any first aid products or technology tools at your facility. No other online AED program solution has this feature. For example, any first aid content expiry items in your kits can now be logged and easily updated and tracked for expiry date compliance. This allows for clients whom do not have first aid kit servicing to keep first aid kits and their contents top of mind with an easy eMinder solution. There are also report screens within the www.firstvoicemanager.com, from facility reports to AED and location reports to hazard notification reports to a listing of trained individuals to a listing of expiration reports. All the necessary reports are available at the click of a mouse. Even first aid supply expirations. In the event any product or training goes past due, an eMinder is sent to the appropriate site coordinator and program coordinator. In addition, after 31 days, if a monthly check on the AED is not completed, an eMinder is sent to the site coordinator. This email notice is sent for 3 days, and if there's still not any updated monthly check performed, an email notice is sent to the next level of hierarchy to allow complete communication and attention to the matter for an immediacy to the non-compliance issue. There are more technical details and informational screens that can be viewed on an online video. Contact your First Voice technical rep or sales rep for a link to this online video or for additional information. We are here to provide you with a total blanket of legal protection and turnkey OSHA best practice first aid and AED programs.